Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So the first thing I can say on this week's episode of the PowerCast is that my voice does not seem to be as challenged as last week. Now, Kurt Collins, who's our guest co-host this week, did not hear last week's episode featuring Chris Garitano, the producer, director, writer of the Montauk Chronicles, at least not yet. So he didn't hear my voice. I thought I sounded 20 years older as a result of the fact that my sinuses were clogged and that kind of thing. And I've got to thinking here that if E.T. was among us, why can't they do something about sinuses and teeth? What's your take on that, Kurt Collins?
Well, that's a good point. You know, we see that Edgar Mitchell is saying that the aliens have saved us from a nuclear apocalypse. And I'm wondering about, you know, what about some of our other problems? Our ingrown toenails, the sinuses are high on the list, migraines. Let's do something for health.
Right. It is so peculiar. The aliens want to take care of what, global warming, the environment, or say we should take care of it. They don't really do anything. We should control nuclear weapons, but they don't do anything. They say we should. So, you know, we have this agreement with Iran, which is very controversial. But ET's doing nothing about it. They just make these pronouncements. But what about conventional day-to-day things like cancer? So as we prepare to do this show, I was listening in the morning with this press conference featuring former President Jimmy Carter, who is suffering from melanoma, a very severe form of cancer, and he's describing his treatment process. Now, the guy is over 90 years old. He's lived a long and fruitful life. Whether you agree with his politics or not, you know, he's certainly lived plenty. He's had a good life. So if this is what it is, we understand it. But the point being here is, what is ET doing about all that stuff? They haven't told us how to control cancer. They haven't told us how to fix teeth, how to fix sinuses when they get clogged. They say we should stop our nuclear weapons, but they have no ideas about doing it. What about global warming? Sounds to me, Kurt Collins, that ET is useless.
Well, it's there are some good kindergarten lessons in there. So, you know, if you just love thy neighbor and that sort of thing, that does. But I'm not sure that we really need, you know, these cosmic overlords to tell us that. I think, you know, most of us have that figured out, and doing it is another matter.
By the way, where's Christopher O'Brien this week? Well, Chris had an emergency to attend to. He may join us later on in the episode. That's why Kurt Collins is here. All right. Now, Kurt, I know that, as you told me before we started, you didn't hear the episode about the Montauk Project. Is that anything you've ever read about in terms of UFO investigation?
I've really not heard it in connection with UFOs, but it's just sort of the location and the mystery of it. And it's, it's really a spread. I guess it's probably rivals the Dulce legend in how widely it's known.
Even above the Philadelphia Experiment.
I don't know. They're probably neck and neck, I would think.
Well, the thing about it also is that the core of it is not incredible. That U.S. military engaged in mind control experiments. All right? That's already something that sounds credible. Whether it happened there or not, we don't know. We have the testimony of questionable witnesses. But that is credible. Any kind of government involvement in doing some weird stuff, we can believe that. We don't believe our government. I mean, let's go back to the case that you have spent so many years investigating, Cash Landrum. So, was that object a test aircraft? You see my point?
Right. There are a lot of theories, and there have been so many strange things, not that anybody wants to believe it can happen, but, you know, there has been human experimentation. So, I hate to think that we're using our own citizens as test subjects, but it has happened.
Well, obviously it's a matter of not showing respect for any individual. But look, do we show respect to our soldiers if we pull them into a war for which there's no purpose?
Oh, that's a tough one. You know, there's a purpose whether we acknowledge, agree with it, or can support it. But you know, I think sometimes you know there's definitely the feeling that we are pawns of one sort or another.
But I think is the core of it. How does one get evidence? So for Cash Landrum, how do you prove that was some kind of test aircraft that may be some kind of experiment with nuclear propulsion?
Well, on these government projects, there's one thing that I just, I think there's so many things that have been proven because there's got to be people to support them. And, you know, there's got to be engineers and scientists involved. And I think that there's you know, it's like a tree that's got long roots. You know, you should be able to track some of that down. So, you know, that's why the things where you can find no evidence whatsoever, those things I think are much less credible. And the things where you can track some hardware and at least identify, you know, the fact that there was a helicopter that can be identified, you know, that's hopeful. And with and if you can tie it to some known projects, like you said, the mind control, the other mind control projects, so maybe there's something you can track personnel. You know, there's you know, we may be frustrated, but you know, at least if there's not even some dots to connect, then you have nothing to work with.
That's so difficult, but don't you think after all these years evidence would be available? I mean, what value from an intelligence standpoint would some kind of test aircraft from 30, 40 years ago have?
Well, as evidence, well, there are cases where they've had test aircraft, and it's especially in Area 51, they'll bury it. But usually there's some sort of you know, generation from one project to another. There's usually not something that's, you know, one type of thing that's developed for one one mission. You know, even there was a project around the time of Cash Landrum where they had put these it was a Genesis to takeoff, this credible sport where it was a C-130. It was a short takeoff and landing, and you know, there was pilot error, I think, and one crashed. But that technology, it was kind of weird, but the way they assembled it, it was existing technology put together quickly for a specific purpose. But it crashed and burned, and you know, that was kind of a one-off thing, in that the mission that it was intended for, which was a hostage rescue, didn't work out. But it's. Well, it ties into what I was saying earlier, that you could trace that to other projects. You know, we have film of it, and engineers and things. So, you know, I think it staggers my imagination to think that there are these projects that are just completely without a trace, you know, of a witness or any engineering whatsoever. So those, I don't know. I think there's got to be something. And when you can't find anything for a long time, it makes me wonder if there's anything to it.
So there you go. In a few moments, by the way, we'll be joined by our favorite paranormal blogger himself, Red Pill Junkie. Now, as you know, Red Pill, and his real name is Miguel, was present at a certain event in Mexico City to discuss the topic that shall not be named. We probably won't get back into that anymore. I think we're sick of it, as Kurt is, no doubt. But he'll be joining us about a lot of subjects. We have plenty of questions from our listeners. But we also want to tell you this about the PowerCast Plus. Now, the PowerCast Plus is a way for you to get the ad-free version of this radio show, free of 41 minutes of network ads, and our exclusive podcast called After the PowerCast, all for a modest monthly, annual, or five-year subscription rate. And if you go for the year or 5 years, you get a free copy of Chris O'Brien's incredible book, Stalking the Tricksters. Okay? So how about that? To find out more, go to plus.thepowercast.com. That's plus.thepowercast.com. P-L-U-S. thepowercast.com. Untap Red Pill Junkie with Gene and Kurt Collins. You're in
the Paracast.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news at theparacast.com. That's news at theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Before we get on with our guests, Red Pill Junkie, and our guest co-host, Kurt Collins, just want to tell you something. We had a little contest. At least our friends over at UFOMG.com had a contest. And here's the result. We'd like to congratulate Paracast Forum member Liquid Coax on winning a 5-year membership to the Paracast Plus. That's from UFOMG.com, your source for out-of-this-world news. Liquid coax. Isn't that a good name, guys?
Colorful.
We have guest co-host Kurt Collins and Red Pill Junkie Chris O'Brien is off on emergency visit, so he'll let us know later how things are going with that. Meantime, we've got so many thousands of things to talk about here, and we've gotten some questions from listeners, including one that could practically fill the entire show. So, Red Pill, we're going to keep you busy.
Okay.
I'm going to ask this question because we have to. Last time you were on the show, we were talking about the topic that shall not be named. That you went to attend that shindig in Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we'll get past this very quickly, but obviously we're curious. Our listeners who may not have followed the forum discussions after that. We had you on. We also had Richard Dolan on very briefly for about 20 minutes. Looking at that whole episode, and now, of course, you're on the show with a member of the Roswell Slides Research Group. I said that term. What's your end-term feeling of that whole thing?
Oh, boy. Well, I guess that by now, most of the UFO community is actively avoiding or dismissing the whole issue, you know, thanks in large part to Kurt and the Roswell Research Group and how quickly they managed to decipher the placard next to the alleged Roswell mummy, which in the end turned out to be what we all initially thought, which was, you know, a common, the mummy of a child. So I think that most of us are decided to move on, but some of the main players seems to be unwilling to leave that bandwagon, you know. Main of all, you know, Jaime Maussan, who is still maintaining that the people behind the Roswell, the research group, didn't actually manage to prove conclusively that the body they showed in the slides was the same mummy found by Ray Palmer in Montezuma Palace, you know, and which was eventually then displayed at the Mesa Verde Museum. You know, he's still claiming that no, there are some inconsistencies, there are some physical differences. The body in the slides was larger in length to the one found by Palmer. All those things, you know, he was actually planning to release a sequel to the Big Witness event. You know, he was calling it Big Witness 2, and it was going to be some sort of scientific panel, again, you know, with mainly Mexican specialists. So Maussan was actually in the midst of organizing a new event, a sequel to the Big Witness event on May 5th. He was calling it Big Witness 2. Unlike the first event, the first show or spectacle, if you want to call it, this was going to be free, admission free, you know, depending on the amount of people who were going to, you know, or willing to attend. It was going to be held in it's like a medical center here in Mexico. So we have a very important medical center in the city. And it was going to try to show the expert testimony of specialists he was going to gather in order to show how there were still many things to be answered. So Maussan was supposedly going to organize a second event to Big Witness. You know, it was going to be Big Witness 2. It was not going to be like the first one, you know. First of all, it wasn't going to be a pay-per-view event. He said it was going to be free of charge. It wasn't going to be held up in an auditorium like last time. It was going to be held in the Siglo XXI Medical Center, which is a pretty important like a hospital, you know, also like a medical center college here in Mexico City. So there he was going to have like a panel with experts he was going to gather in order to show how the body in the slides, you know, was indeed, well, if not an extraterrestrial, at least anomalous, you know, from the point of view of what the things that his experts, you know, managed to observe from the slides, you know. And he said that anyone who would rather who wanted to debate or debunk the slide was free to come by, you know. So it was interesting to see what was going to happen. But at the last minute, he didn't cancel. He said he postponed it. You know, the experts actually asked him to postpone the event. I think until September or October. Until they managed to review all the new evidence that had surfaced, you know, thanks to the work of the Roswell Research Group and other researchers, you know, the ones who managed to find the FOIA papers about the Ray Palmer's mummy.
Hey, it's not Ray. It's S.L. Palmer. Ray Palmer is innocent in this instance.
He's also dead, but that's another story. Actually, no, because there is a Ray Palmer who is a character in the TV show Arrow.
Right.
Based on the Atom, which was a character that goes back to like the 50s and was based on the other Ray Palmer in the sense of the name. The writer of the comic book borrowed the name Ray Palmer. But that's another story. Anyway, let's not worry about that. So the point here is he's going to stage a free event, hopefully to give another spin on the situation. And I think it was very smart not to bother doing that, whatever excuse he presents.
Yeah, and he also managed to dodge that bullet of the prize reward he had offered, you know, I think. He offered $5,000 to anyone who managed to find a second photograph of the mummy. And two people claimed to do just that, but he, you know, refused to give in, and he didn't give them the money.
Well, we can certainly argue about that, but let's argue about this first. We have Red Pill Junkie. Our guest co-host this week is Kurt Collins. And we're talking briefly about the aftermath to the topic that shall not be named. Gene and Kurt Collins, you're in
the Paracast.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN. We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, Use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Chris O'Brien's off this week. We have Kurt Collins as our guest co-host, who filled in literally within minutes of my asking, and that's amazing that he did that, and we really appreciate it. Our guest is Red Pill Junkie, a blogger on all things paranormal, on 40in Topics, et cetera, et cetera. Now, before we go on, you've been listening to this, Kurt Collins. You are a member of the Roswell Slides research group, so you were one of the people who exposed this whole mess. What do you have to say or ask Red Pill before we go on?
Well, I did listen to the show and heard about his experience in Mexico City, and that was interesting to hear from a perspective of an audience member. Well, really, the thing I've got here's a question from Burnt State, which is, you know, he asked about the opinion of the group that I worked on, and you don't have to pull any punches because I'm here. But he also asks, let's see, let me read this directly. If the teamwork with skeptics and UFO proponents believe in working together from different backgrounds, he said, is this a good future direction for ufology? And do you think that it needs to be more interdisciplinary?
Well, I completely agree. Yes, I think it was a very positive development. The fact that the Roswell Research Group was composed of people of, let's say, both sides of the argument, you know, people who are pro-UFO, like, for example, Grace Rutkowski, people who are, what would say, you know, come unashamedly skeptic about this topic, like, you know, Lance Mooney, and people who might be, you know, in the radical center, like you yourself, Kurt, you know. I think it's actually a much more interesting attitude to take. I myself prefer to be maintain myself in the excluded middle as much as I'm able. But yeah, hopefully that kind of momentum could be maintained and maybe replicated in dealing with other types of other famous cases. You know, maybe your particular area of expertise, the Cash Landrum case of 1980, or maybe Anderson Forest, you know, also from the 80s. You know, if we would manage to get a team of people with different backgrounds, different areas of expertise, you know, different professional, different disciplines that they could bring to the table, and a different view of opinions, and they manage to keep their egos in check, you know, and trying to let the evidence lead them wherever it may be, you know, I think that could be one of the most important things to happen to this field in a long, long time.
Long and short of it, Kurt, are you still in touch with your fellow Roswell Slide Study Group members?
The group was informal, more of a discussion group. And yes, we've gotten ourselves into something else. Have you heard about this case, the video from the Homeland Security from Puerto Rico?
Mm-hmm. Explain this to our listeners, because they don't follow all this, nor do they follow necessarily forum discussions.
Oh,
I wish they would.
In April 2013, Homeland Security, it was originally thought to be a helicopter, but it turned out to be a plane, filmed an object moving over the airport in Puerto Rico. There was a video that was released in almost a year later that was real low quality, and eventually a higher quality. I guess by nature it has to be second generation as opposed to the other one, which was shot off a laptop screen. So it was much, much clearer, and there was a lot of confusion about where it came from and things. Well, it seemed to be over and done with. You know, it was just one of these flash in the pan videos that come along. Well, this group called the Scientific Coalition for Ufology has released this massive 161 page report studying in great detail. And these people, I think they're exclusively made up of MUFON members, but are not. It's not a MUFON study. As I understand it, that came about because the person that came forward with the information required confidentiality and it not be handled through an organization. So it's a strange sort of thing. But anyway, they put Robert Powell, I forget his title in MUFON, but I think he leads a scientific advisory board, and Rich Hoffman, who is the STAR team, their special investigations division, he's involved in that, and Morgan Beale, he's from Florida, I think he was the state section director, I'm not sure his exact title, and several other people. So working together, they had a radar expert. They're looking at all these different elements of the case, and they came to the conclusion that it's something unexplained. It kind of looks like a, you know, black blob flying around, and the airplane that's tracking it is flying in a circle. So it's kind of difficult to tell what the motion is. But they say that this object is independently powered. It's shot with a thermal camera. And they said that there's a heat signature of it, and it's you know, it's hotter than the surrounding area, so it has to have some internal power source. So then of course the most amazing thing is, at one point it seems to dive into the ocean and travel beneath the water for some point, and then arise without losing speed, and then splits into two objects. So whether this is some sort of plasma thing, I'm not sure exactly what they're suggesting. But they're convinced that this is all genuine and it's not camera malfunction or mirage or anything. So their report leaves it. They're not saying it's alien, but they're saying it's a genuine, unexplained case. So we have a new group with some of the members of the Roswell Slides group are in this. And they've invited people to examine it, to verify the results, to challenge them, and if, you know, to they don't want someone to just to criticize it, but they want someone to submit a paper where their data can be compared to a challenging data.
Let me ask you very quickly here. Are you giving the group a name? Obviously, you can't refer to it as Roswell Slides anymore.
The temporary name is Puerto Rico Research Review, but I'm not going to have that tattooed. So
basically, every project you take on, assuming you take on more projects, will have its own unique name.
Almost as much of an accident as the first group was. So, and by the way, we are not the only people looking into this. There's a lot of individuals that are working in this. I hear that there's some other groups. So, I don't know if the RSRG inspired any of this activity. But I'm glad that a lot of people are looking at this. I mean, there's some data to be examined, and the guys putting this on, they've put in a lot of work into this. I find some things that they're claiming to be controversial, but this is, by the way, I think there's no chance that this is like a museum photo. Their film seems to actually be genuine in what they say. Now, whether or not the story and the conclusions are right, that's something else. But we have something tangible here to examine.
Quickly speaking, here, would you like to name any of the other members of the group? Or rather not.
There's Isaac Coy, UK researcher, he's really sort of taking the lead in this. And Chris Rutkowski is back for this. We have some of our evil skeptics back. We've got Lance Moody and Tim Prinney. Gilles Fernandez is in this. Jose Antonio Caravaca. But also some people that you might not expect. And, some of those, I'm not sure if I actually get the okay to name yet, but there are some members of MUFON. There's a famous photographic expert with a background in naval field who you would recognize.
I don't want to use the name, but... I don't want to say Bruce McAbee, but we have Kirk Collins, and we have Red Pill Junkie with Gene and with Kirk as our guest co-host. You're in
the Paracast.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Conspiracy Journal is your number one source for the hidden world of the weird and strange. We bring you thought-provoking and controversial material for free-thinking individuals who are seeking what is really going on in our world today. Some of this material may adversely affect you. Other pieces are meant to enlighten. Either way, be prepared to be intrigued by such things as the reality of UFOs, ghosts, strange creatures from time and space, hidden conspiracies, time travel, Nikola Tesla, suppressed technology, and a whole lot more. You can find out more by visiting our website at conspiracyjournal.com. There you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter sent directly to your email address. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people go.
Okay, open your mouth and say ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So is it Bruce McAbee?
Yes.
You see? Unfortunately, we knew. Okay, so you got a really stellar group of people there covering all viewpoints, Kurt Collins.
Yeah.
Miguel, are you familiar with this case, and what's your opinion of things?
I read something about it on Open Minds and also on an article written by Mike Hanks on Mysterious Universe, in which he mentioned this MUFON group that seemed to have surfaced specifically to analyze this video. Yeah, I think that one of the things they tried to see is whether this was one of these new Flimmer drones that the Navy has been developed. You know, Flimmer meaning that it's a drone capable of flying and also swimming underwater, you know. And apparently they discarded this possibility.
Kurt, any further response before we move on?
I hope that you can get some of the guys from the investigation on the show to explain their position. You know, we're looking at things. Sadly, I'm lacking in the technical skills, but we've got people, you know, looking at the individual frames and everything. And there's a lot of complex data because they really put a lot into this, trying to correlate it with radar and. Which, you know, we're not certain if the radar it matches what was seen. And but there's a lot of data from this, you know, coordinates from this thermal camera. So I think it's going to be pretty interesting. And, you know, I don't know if the outside world, if this is just going to be something that the UFO community is interested in. But, you know, it's people want scientific investigation of UFOs. Well, here's an instance where people are really trying to do that. So, you know, whether this rises or falls, it's, you know, I think it's a good investigation.
Well, we look forward to further word on it. And, yes, we would be interested in having other members of your group on the Paracast. Let's talk about this off the air and find out who'd be suitable. Maybe get a pro and con opinion, get a cross-section. But this seems to be a very promising development in UFO research, which is rather than operate under the normal structure of a group, you have an ad hoc group. It forms to investigate maybe one case or a series of cases, and that's it. You do your work, and you get on with your life.
Mm-hmm. and you share everything with everyone freely online.
Yeah, things move a lot faster in this manner, and the it's not. Well, remove one of the big stumbling blocks, which is conclusion first, and then try to justify with data. You know, with this, the data being shared, it leads the investigation, just as Miguel was talking about earlier.
No, I hear you. Any further response to Bernd State's question before we move on?
I think that we've pretty thoroughly covered that. So I have a question of my own for Miguel before we move on to something. I've noticed he describes himself as a Fortean. Not everyone knows what that is. And what's the difference between that and just being interested in UFOs?
Well, I think that being labeling myself as a Fortean, and unfortunately, I think that maybe you will agree with me that labels sometimes can be so bothersome, you know, oh, this guy is a skeptic, oh, this guy is a ufologist, oh, this guy is a cryptozoologist, you know. All these labels sometimes are, you know, they're not counterproductive. So in that way, you know, Fortean is probably the best or the most comfortable label for me, because it allows me the liberty to research and write about not just UFOs, but many other topics that, in my own personal opinion, are also deeply linked to the UFO phenomenon, like, for example, ESP, remote viewing, near-death experiences, I think, which are probably right now even more popular in mainstream culture than UFOs themselves. I think that the last couple of years have seen several best-selling books dealing with near-death experience. Yeah, so in my opinion, near-death experiences are right now more popular in mainstream culture than UFOs. You know, to give you an example, Dr. Ivan Alexander's book, which was, I think, published a couple of years ago, was a bestseller. And I think that right now the average person is more interested in near-death experiences than UFOs. And I think that I can understand that, because by the end of the day, you know, we all are very interested in what happened to us when we die, you know, because if there is one thing certain in this world, you know, like the old saying goes, it's death and taxes, you know, is that sooner or later we are all going to have to answer that question, you know, what happens to us after we die. But getting back to the thing about being a Fortean is that it gives you that kind of liberty, you know, like seeing all these phenomena and seeing where they interject. And I honestly feel that those interjections may open up new avenues in order to solve maybe one of them or maybe all of them. You know, I think that the places where these phenomena interject or correlate with one another are things that we need to look deeper.
Now, let me just tell our listeners, in case you're wondering, in terms of near-death experiences, there is a TV show on one of the cable networks that just ended a season called Proof. And it's produced by Kira Sedgwick, who you probably know, is also the wife of Kevin Bacon. So that's a 5-degree, that's a 1-degree separation as opposed to 6 degrees. In any case, it stars Jennifer Beals as a heart surgeon who had a near-death experience when one of her children died in an accident. And then a lot of the show is where she hooks up with this billionaire, played by Matthew Modine, who is dying of cancer and wants to know if we go on after death. So that's what the show is about. I thought it's a really good show. So if you catch it like on Netflix or something, or the reruns on the cable TV networks, I think it's TNT, you will, I think, enjoy it. Do you get anything like that in Mexico, Miguel? Do you get TNT or USA Network?
If you have cable, yes. So, TNT is one of my favorite channels, although I must say, you know, I stopped watching TV regular years ago. I may have to regain my my time to watch TV now that the X-Files are going, are coming back.
Well, at least for 6 weeks starting in January.
Yeah.
That's when...
It's, I think that the short term is going to benefit the X-Files because with the old series, you know, the fact that it lasted so long, it kind of like damaged the narrative, you know, that it, especially when it comes with the mythology, it becomes too complicated.
Well, you see, part of the problem also is with a full TV season, you've got to have 22 or 23 shows. And it's very difficult to have 22 or 23 one-hour shows. But the cable networks, and now more of the traditional TV networks, will have what's called a limited series, not a mini-series, which is three or four episodes, but say a mini-series of 10 or 13 episodes. And that's what the cable networks do quite frequently. And that way, the show's around long enough for you to enjoy, but doesn't stay around too long to run out its welcome. Because a lot of shows, when they try to do that, and we can see the X-Files, you can't be original 22 or 23 times a year. Consider some of the best shows with people like Doctor Who. What is it, 10 or 13 shows a year? Something like that. So some of the best shows have the shorter run seasons. So that goes back to the whole thing. And that may be one reason right there why X-Files just overstayed its welcome. If it had fewer episodes per year, maybe it would still be broadcast, ran out of steam. And that's why some series will, rather than just keep going year after year, they'll end at the top, quit while they're ahead before they jump the shark, which is where all the creativity is out the window. And that goes back to an old episode of Happy Days where Fonzie jumped a shark. That's how it comes. I don't know where we started this. Red Pill Junkie is here. Our guest co-host is Kurt Collins. You're in...
The Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack! Of the Rockoids. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockoids lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans a galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockoids is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack of the Rockoids. A novel in the grand science fiction tradition."
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit retail.